Skateboard legend Tony Hawk generates lots of taxable income. He has a line of sports clothing, video games, and he gets six-figure endorsement deals. But there's a new kid in the skate park, a much newer kid, and he has the potential to put a hurtin' on Hawk. Dylan Oliver is unusually agile. He can do 50-50s, board slides, and he can jump off six-foot ledges in a single bound. Dylan Oliver just turned 5.
I don't know. Well, Dylan's cute, for one thing, and yeah, I'm probably biased because I'm his father.
And his official spokesperson, since Dylan was too preoccupied with his trucks to talk with NPR. Al Oliver takes his son to the Extreme Skate Park in downtown Louisville, Kentucky. A lot. And that's where Dylan landed his first endorsement deal from Nice Skateboards. They give him skate decks, which is a relief for the middle-class Olivers. Decks cost about $50 each, and they wear out quickly. Dylan gets other stuff, too.
He gets stickers and T-shirts. They help him out with entry fees into competitions. And then the other ones, the Basement Skate Shop, gives him discounts on everything, from all the apparel that he has to buy, the wheels, trucks, or bearings. The last couple of days, he's picked up Oakley sunglasses. He's on flow for them.
On flow, meaning the goods will flow toward him. Dylan's part of a trend Margaret Talbot wrote about in the New York Times Magazine yesterday. Little athletes with big sponsorships. Al Oliver says his preschooler appeals to preteens, and they're the group these companies are after. But Dylan's under no pressure to promote his suppliers.
We tell him straight up, today he loves to skate. If he doesn't want to do it tomorrow, I'm not going to force him to do it. Most of them say, all we want for him, for him to have a good time.
Al Oliver, the father of Dylan, a 5-year-old skateboard sensation.